Friday the 15th of September is the day Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone becomes the Vatican's new Secretary of State, the Pope's closest collaborator. 71-year-old Bertone succeeds Cardinal Angelo Sodano, who was named Secretary of State by Pope John Paul II in late 1990. He had been the Vatican's foreign minister, heading the Secretariat of State's Section for Relations with States. Tarcisio Bertone was born on December 2, 1934, in a town near Turin. He entered the Salesians in 1950 and was ordained a priest 10 years later. Cardinal Bertone, former Archbishop of Vercelli in Italy, holds a doctorate in church law. He spent more than 2 decades at the Pontifical Salesian University in Rome, serving at different periods as university rector, dean of the canon law faculty, theology student director, and professor of moral theology. Named to head the Genoa Archdiocese in December 2002, he took office there the following February and was made a cardinal in October 2003. In choosing Cardinal Bertone as his right-hand man, Pope Benedict XVI has chosen a man with whom he already has had a proven working relationship, as well as a prelate with pastoral experience in a diocese, expertise as an educator, and with a reputation of being energetic and pragmatic. But exactly, what does a Secretary of State do? Or for that matter, what exactly is the Vatican Secretariat of State? I looked it up in the church dictionaries and encyclopedias and found pages and pages of close writing. I know. I'll ask Charles Collins, who works on the news desk and knows how to be concise, to tell me more.
The Pope is at the head of the Vatican's extensive bureaucracy. He must supervise and control the people who work in the congregations, councils, and other offices of the Holy See. However, he of course has many other things to do besides directing this bureaucracy, and he does need help in running the Curia. One of the most important tools he has for controlling the Curia and making his influence felt throughout the church and world is the Secretariat of State. The Secretariat of State, housed in the Apostolic Palace, is one of the least understood and yet one of the most important offices of the Curia. There are 2 sections in the Secretariat of State, one for the General Affairs and the other for Relations with States. Both are housed on the 3rd floor of the Apostolic Palace, the same floor as the Papal Apartments. The first section, for General Affairs, acts as the Pope's secretariat for any document or correspondence going to and from the Pope. It also acts as a coordinating body for the Curia. It's organized into 8 language desks, and everything going to or from the Pope goes through these desks. Preparation for documents, translations, and correspondence. The second section is the Foreign Ministry of the Holy See. It's headed by the Secretary for Relations with States. The staff is organized by country desks, a pattern similar to that of foreign offices around the world. However, it would be incorrect to think that the first section of the Secretariat of State deals with religious and pastoral issues, while the second section with political and diplomatic areas. For the Holy See, important political issues are often intertwined with religious issues. The country desks in the second section follow not only church-state relations, but also the internal life of the church in their countries. Therefore, there is an overlap between the concern of the language desks in the first section and the country desks in the second section. After the Pope, the Secretary of State is considered the number 2 person in the Vatican, with an office on the 2nd floor of the Apostolic Palace. He meets regularly with the heads of the 2 sections of the Secretariat of State to coordinate the work of the Curia and the work of the Holy Father. In a nutshell, as the Pope's first collaborator in the governance of the Universal Church, the Cardinal Secretary of State is the man primarily responsible for the diplomatic and political activity of the Holy See, sometimes even representing the Supreme Pontiff himself. I'm Charles Collins.
Thank you, Charles.